FIC publishes final guidance note 7AA on the implementation of the risk management and compliance program in terms of Section 42 of the Financial Intelligence Center Act. Dawid de Villiers, partner, Lerato Lamola, partner, Lenny Green, partner, Mariam Ismail, associate, and Christopher Williamson, associate at Weber Wenzel. The Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, concluded a comprehensive consultation process, resulting in the publication of the final guidance note 7A, GN7A, on the 13th of February 2025. GN7AA replaces Guidance Note 7, GN7, incorporating valuable stakeholder input from three rounds of consultation held between April 2022 and June 2024. There have been material amendments to the new Chapter 4 of GN7AA, previously Chapter 4 of the GN7, which provides guidance to the Board of Directors, where the accountable institution is a legal person with a Board of Directors, senior management of an accountable institution without a board of directors, and persons holding the highest authority in accountable institutions regarding their obligations in relation to the Risk Management and Compliance Program, RMCP, obligations of an accountable institution as set out in Section 42B of the Financial Intelligence Center Act, 2001, FICA. GN7AA reflects significant amendments relating to an accountable institution's RMCP. Some of the substantive amendments in GN7AA are noted below. Responsibilities relating to approval and compliance. The Board of Directors, senior management, or other persons exercising the highest level of authority must I. approveth RMCP after careful consideration of the overall risks and risk appetite of their business, which responsibility cannot be delegated to any other persons, committees or structures within the accountable institution, and e. ensure compliance by the accountable institution and its employees with the provisions of FICA and its RMCP. Culture of compliance. The Board of Directors, senior management, and persons with the highest authority are solely responsible for the adequacy, suitability, and effectiveness of the RMCP and will be held accountable if the RMCP is found to be inadequate. An example provided in GN7AA is when a supervisory body conducts an inspection and identifies a version control issue. This occurs when, for example, a financial service provider, FSP, updates its approved RMCP but fails to obtain board approval for the revised version. In this case, the board's omission constitutes non-compliance with its obligations under FICA. Elements of an effective RMCP and the documentation of an RMCP. As a minimum, the FIC recommends that the RMCP documentation includes the following three parts. Part 1, identification and assessment of risk. Part 2, mitigation and management of risks identified through applying appropriate controls, including customer due diligence, CDD, reporting, and record keeping, among other things. Part 3, monitoring whether the controls implemented are adequate and effective in mitigating and managing the risks identified and assessed. Risk identification. The RMCP must be drafted accordingly for each business after considering the nature, size, industry, and jurisdictions in which the business operates. Practically, the RMCP should inform the reader of how the business will comply with FICA. The FIC differentiates between a business risk assessment and a client risk assessment. The latter is part of the business risk assessment. The risk assessment should not be limited to the client risk assessment but must be broader to cover all the business aspects of the accountable institution. A risk-based approach is a fundamental requirement for accountable institutions to ensure that they adequately manage the risks associated with money laundering and terrorist financing. Institutions must have a comprehensive understanding of the risks posed by their clients, transactions, and business relationships. This approach involves assessing inherent risks, the risk of an event or circumstance which exists before controls or mitigation measures are applied, and residual risks, the level of risk that remains after controls and mitigation measures were implemented, including potential threats, vulnerabilities, and consequences. Documentation considerations. GN7A provides, amongst other things, that the RMCP documentation must reference related documentation that constitutes and enables the full implementation of the RMCP. Documentation not referenced in the RMCP will not be considered part of the RMCP. Group. Wide RMCPs. GN7A notes that accountable institutions may implement a group-wide RMCP. However, if accountable institutions elect to implement a group-wide RMCP, it must specify what does and what does not apply to the different entities within the group. GN7A underscores South Africa's efforts to strengthen its anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism regulations and to address the Financial Action Task Force's, FATF, criterion of South Africa's outstanding deficiencies. For example, GN7A now prescribes that the development of new products, services, delivery mechanisms, practices, and technologies must be covered under the accountable institution's risk assessment. Accountable institutions must ensure that their RMCP is updated in line with GN7A, including documenting systems and controls for managing money laundering and terrorist financing risks. GN7A came into force on the date of publication. A copy of GN7A may be found here. Ends. Author. At Dawid de Villiers. Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio. This author does not have any more posts. At Lerato Lamola. Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio. At Lerato Lamola. Weber Wenzel. #Malongui-disabled-link. On the road to a cashless society. SARB digital payments roadmap at Lerato Lamola. Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. 1 year, Grey, South Africa's bumpy road to meeting international best practice at Lerato Lamola. Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. Certain provisions of Financial Intelligence Center Amendment Act, 2017 come into force at Lerato Lamola. Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. Data protection and cybersecurity in the open finance space. At Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio. At Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. Obligations of insurers related to cybersecurity and outsourcing at Lenny Green, Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. SARS intensifies focus on crypto traders. At Mariam Ishmael, Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio. At Mariam Ishmael, Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. Partnership between the FSCA and BBBEE Commission in pursuit of transformation in the financial sector. At Christopher Williamson, Weber Wenzel plus posts. Bio. At Christopher Williamson, Weber Wenzel #Malongui-disabled-link. Certain provisions of Financial Intelligence Center Amendment Act, 2017 come into force. Share on your socials.